Greetings and welcome to the NewsRamp Industry and Manufacturing Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, delighted to have you with us as we explore today's top stories. At NewsRamp.com, we curate business news from the best newswires, bringing you the most relevant updates. Before we dive in, just a quick heads up. While AI assists in producing this podcast and generating the voices, the news stories are all real. You can read the full articles on NewsRamp.com. Today is Wednesday evening, September 3rd, 2025, and we have a great mix of industry and manufacturing headlines lined up for you. So whether you're on the go, working out, or just relaxing, stay with us as we get started. Here's our first headline.
Architectural Glass and Metal Technician Program continues partnership with FHC, hosts testing at California campus. The Architectural Glass and Metal Technician Certification Program recently conducted hands-on glazier testing at Frameless Hardware Company's campus in Southgate, California. This partnership between AGMT and FHC aims to elevate the glazing trade by providing independent assessments of glaziers' knowledge and skills. FHC's Chief of Marketing, Andrew Herring, expressed support for the program's mission. In addition to hosting the testing, FHC covered 50% of the testing costs for candidates. The event in California saw 9 individuals earning certification, with a total of 2,149 glaziers certified to date. AGMT continues to grow, with 242 glaziers certified in the first half of 2025. For more information about the program, visit glazingcertification.com. Mining news breaks: Foremost Clean Energy Ltd., NASDAQ FMST, FAT, to issue 485,000 shares to Denison Mines under investor rights agreement. Foremost Clean Energy Ltd., CC FATE, is set to issue 485,000 common shares to Denison Mines Corp., TSX DML, NYSNDNN at 220 cents per share, totaling $1,067,000 under their amended and restated investor rights agreement. This move will increase Denison's ownership to about 19.17% of Foremost's outstanding common shares. The Canadian Securities Exchange approved the issuance, which is related to Denison's equity participation right on prior warrant exercises and property payments. The shares will be subject to a 4-month plus 1-day hold period. Rock breaks: Ucor Rare Metals Inc. UCU, OTCQRF, completes automatic conversion of remaining $1.1 MEM convertible debentures. Ucor Rare Metals Inc., a company focused on rare earth element separation and supply chain innovation, has completed the automatic conversion of the remaining $1.1 million convertible debentures. The debentures were issued in May 2020 and were converted into equity following the triggering of a conversion clause tied to the company's share price performance. As a result, Ucor issued 1,222,219 common shares and 611,108 warrants, with no debentures remaining outstanding. The conversion was triggered after Ucor's shares closed at 220 cents or higher on the TSX Venture Exchange for 20 consecutive trading days, reaching this threshold on September 2, 2025. Certain debentures were held by related parties, including Chairman and CEO Pat Ryan, though the transaction is exempt from minority approval requirements. No new insiders or control persons were created in connection with the conversion.
Q&A with Edward W. Easton, Chairman, The Easton Group. Edward W. Easton, founder and chairman of The Easton Group, a Miami-based commercial real estate firm, discusses the current state of the industrial real estate sector. Despite a cooling in demand, deals are still being made, albeit at a slower pace. There is a price disconnect between buyers and sellers affecting the market, with sellers not adjusting to current conditions. Rents are stable, but a modest correction of around 8% is expected in the next year. Construction activity has slowed due to high costs and low returns. The Easton Group is focusing on acquiring existing buildings with below-market rents rather than new development. While there may be pockets of distress in certain asset classes, overall, the market remains relatively healthy.
Copper moves closer to $10,000 mark as it consolidates its gains. Copper has been making significant gains, nearing the $10,000 per ton mark due to a weak USD and strong demand. Tor Metals Inc., TSX.VTMT, and other players in the copper ecosystem are closely monitoring commodities markets to gauge the metal's future trajectory. Investors can find updates on Tor Metals Inc. in the company's newsroom. Rocks and Stocks is a specialized platform offering insights into the mining industry, providing access to various wire solutions, syndication services, press release enhancements, social media distribution, and tailored corporate communication solutions. To stay informed, text ROCKS to 888-902-4192 for SMS alerts, or visit the Rocks and Stocks website for more information. Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Industry and Manufacturing Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.